heard of a land that is wondrously fair, and they say that its beauty is far beyond compare. All its beauties and wonders I'm longing to see, but in Jesus is there, that will be heaven for me. Heaven for me. Heaven for me. Jesus will be what makes it heaven for me.
Just like that makes me want to go. Don't you feel the call of heaven today? I know that we may not want to get on the bus today, but you know what? He's coming at a time that a lot of people will not be expecting him to come. The Bible said, as a thief in the night. I want to be ready, don't you? That's the most important thing in our lives, is being ready when our time comes to go. Could come, I believe, for his church even today if he chose to. But if he doesn't, any of us individually could leave this world today with a heart attack or a car wreck or some other tragedy. And it's not going to matter what we ate for supper last night. It's not going to matter what the brand of shoes are we put on our feet this morning. It's going to matter if we're ready to meet God. I want to be ready, don't you? I know, let's stand together. I know there's a desire in everyone's heart here this morning to be ready, or you would have rolled over and enjoyed the warmth of your bed on the coolness of a day like this. You're here today because you want to be saved. And if we're going to be saved, it's going to be because we heard good preaching of the Word of God and we applied it to our lives. Don't you want to do more than just hear the Word today? Everybody here this morning will hear the words that are spoken, but I hope you want to apply the Word of God to your life. I certainly do. Let's give the bishop a good hand as he comes this morning.